We are going to kick this off now.
It's time for the Tropecast.
Everybody, my name is Adam Smithy. I am the author and artist behind webcomic Hell, and this is the Tropecast. Dun, dun, dun. Not only is it the Tropecast, but this is the Tropecast episode number 13. Dun, dun, dun. And this is possibly going to be our new day and time, because my new schedule means that I'm no longer free Sunday mornings, so instead of partaking in the usual beacon time slot, we are going to establish ourselves as a rebel awesome faction of rebel awesomeness on Saturday nights.
For the late crowd.
Yes, that's right. This one's for you guys who are up on third shift. And the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
It's a lady.
Joining me in their capacity now, I believe, after the conversations that I had with Fess, as official Tropecast co-hosts, no longer just the part-timers that they have been so far, we have Mike.
Hello, everyone.
From?
Excellent, yes. This is Mike from OnyxSparrow.com and, of course, Wagon Webcomic Battle.
And Liz.
Hello, everyone. Liz Staley of AddressesComic.com.
So, now, one of the things that I was talking to Fess about is the fact that this is named the Tropecast. But it is not just about tropes. We are also, at least hypothetically, supposed to be doing other things than tropes. Now, this was a bit of a shock to my system. I do remember when Fess and I laid this out like a year and change ago. We talked about doing some other things. But so tonight, since we're changing things up, we're on Saturday night, it's a little bit late, we're having a little fun here, I may be slightly drinking.
This was incredibly impromptu.
It was like, Liz put up a post on Google Plus this afternoon that was like, I keep doing things and then forgetting about them because I'm bored, and I was like, we should do a Tropecast! And, then they said yes, which was probably a mistake, and... So now we're doing this, and this is also probably a mistake, but...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of quality entertainment you'll receive on a regular basis.
Should we call this the miscast, then?
I'm sure that the miscast is probably already taken by somebody, but... Oh, it says we have two guests.
Ooh. Two guests.
Two guests in the chat room. It doesn't say who they are. But we have two of them.
Ooh. Two nameless zones from the depths of the internet.
So anyways, so instead of just doing tropes tonight, we're going to try our hand at some memes. So turn now, instead of the holy book of trope, of tvtropes.org, we're actually going to be referencing a couple of other sites tonight, like the Cheeseburger Network and Know Your Meme?
Yes, knowyourmeme.com. Strangely enough, still on the Cheeseburger Network.
Well, yes. I mean, it's the Cheeseburger Network makes the memes and Know Your Meme catalogs them. There's a few others that also do similar things, but
Well, you can't throw out, you know, you're the man now, dog.
Don't ever say that to me again. I will find you. I know where you live.
And you know how many weapons I have.
Yes, but you don't know where I live, and you don't know how many weapons I have.
Hey, don't kill him yet. I haven't gotten Adrastus in the wagon yet.
That's true.
Priorities.
Okay, so... So we're going to hit up some various different memes, and not just memes, but like things that we've seen on the internet that are commonalities. Now, if a trope is a literary device that moves from piece of fiction to piece of fiction, then a meme is kind of like a trope in people. It is an idea that jumps from person to person. It's, the first one that I'm going to throw out here is one that I've seen a bunch, which is planking.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even sure exactly how it started, but planking
is... I like what my friend Mark said about it.
Yes. You want to quote him?
It is parkour for lazy people.
Planking is essentially... going someplace. It doesn't have to be any place fancy, but you get, like, more, I guess, internet cred or whatever for doing it in fancier places. But you go to a place and you lie face down with your hands at your side. And then someone takes a picture of you, ideally. And that's planking. And there have been people who have been planking all over the world. People do it from exceptional, like, from high places.
Yeah.
They'll do it,
Haven't I heard that people have fallen off of those high places?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, idiots.
And the question always comes down to, where did this come from? What was the original planking?
Well, okay. According to Know Your Meme, knowyourmeme.com, original got momentum in March of 2011, when a pro rugby player planked after a try during the Manly Warringah. Anyway, so, yeah, a rugby player fell over, and then everybody realized. So here's the rules of planking, according to Know Your Meme. You must always lay face down, ensuring your face remains expressionless for the duration of the plank. Your legs must remain straight and together with toes pointed. Your arms must be placed on your side, held straight and fingers pointed. You must make it known that you are planking. Saying, "I am planking," usually gets this across. Sternly announcing it will ensure a good result. Your safety should always be considered, properly thought through. Planking procedures should always go to plan. Never put yourself at undue risk. And every plank that is captured must be named. And then it says... A 20-year-old man plunged to his death after an attempt at planking on a seventh-floor balcony in Australia. And May 25th is apparently Global Planking Day. So, if you haven't picked up on this one yet, the good news is planking is just about over. Planking has officially passed on. However, it has given rise to a bunch of other equally bizarre things. Let's see, what were some of the other ones that we've come up with? Owling, which I've seen. It's where you perch like an owl on something, and it's essentially the same thing, except you're perching like an owl sits, kind of, I guess.
Instead of laying face down.
Mm-hmm. usually on something thinner or something, like you're perching on a twig or a branch or a, you know, whatever.
Let's see here. Batmanning, which is you're in a position so that you you're hanging by your feet from something, like a street sign, a support beam, different. I've seen it done a lot in parking garages where they've got, you know, like the support beams and you can lock your feet up in them. So then you can hang upside down. And then the thing is you hang upside down and then you assume the planking position, basically, face expressionless, arms at your side, pretty much the same thing. The other one I saw it, they actually had this on like the news, and I think it's because there was somebody who made a song about it, but they're calling it horsemanning. And of course, when I heard the name, I thought, oh, this is horrible. But then I actually saw what it is, and it is horrible. Horsemanning is basically a two-person photo thing. It started back in August, though there's evidence of it going back way further in history. But it's one person sits or lies in such a position that their head is concealed, so it looks like they don't have a head. And then another person sits or lies in such a position so that it looks like they are only a head. And, of course, the idea is that it looks like the Headless Horseman. So, this is dumb. I mean, it's neat, and it's part of those, it's one of those things, but it's one of those things about being on the internet. And I'm going to irritate Fess now by pointing out that since we are all webcomic artists, and we all do webcomics, even though this is not the webcomic beacon, this is the webcast beacon, the Tropecast, I'm going to talk for a moment about webcomics, because apparently
Fess
we're not...
will kill us all.
We're not supposed to be about webcomics, but the thing is, if you do webcomics, if you do videos that you put up on the internet, if you have a computer, and you probably have at least one of those, if you're hearing this right now, you run into stuff like this sometimes. And so I suppose the point of tonight's episode is to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Or headless horseman, as the case may be. Anyway, so... therein lies planking. So, who's got another one that they want to throw out there? Anybody got any other memes that you've encountered or been fascinated by that you would like to share with the class?
Didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
Impromptu lady who needs to impromptu.
Okay, well, fine. How about this? Since this is Saturday, let's talk about one of the oldest memes of the internet, Catterday.
Well, Catterday indeed.
The birth of lolcats. Or, well, the patient zero of lolcats anyway.
Well, Catterday wasn't the patient zero of lolcats.
Okay.
The original lolcat was Happy Cat.
Well, yeah, but Catterday was like the... how can I put this? Catterday was the celebration of lolcats.
Yeah. And if you're really going to get back to the original point of it, lolcats originated with NEDM. Which did come from, you know, You're the Man Now, Dog.
And you said it again.
Yes, I know. Which, of course, was the meme that started was the Needs More Doom music. Or not even doom music. Basically meaning something so horrible and terrible that even if you put music from the video game Doom into the background, you could not make it cool. It just will not happen.
Okay, so if we're talking about lolcats, there's some named cats. You know, you named Happy Cat, which is, we'll throw a link up to the original Happy Cat. Happy Cat is a fat-looking, gray, floofy cat. Leave me alone, cat. I know I keep saying cat. Hello, this is Cleo. Cleo, meow into the microphone. Good cat. Now go away. Because
But we're talking about lolcats.
Yeah, and
we have an expert on hand.
I keep saying cat, and since I just call her cat, she keeps coming because she thinks I'm calling her. Okay, so
it reminds me of the kid who called his dog Stay, and he became the most neurotic dog ever to live. Going, come here, Stay. Come here, Stay.
Sit, Stay. Okay, so
anywho, but yes,
Happy Cat.
You had your Happy Cat, and of course you had your Long Cat.
Long Cat, Monorail Cat,
Ceiling Cat,
Ceiling Cat.
And its opposite, Basement Cat.
there's some... Let's see. Then there's the variants on the concept, which is the, invisible blank.
Yes.
You know, if you get a picture of a cat, and it's flying through the air because you happen to snap the camera at just the moment that the cat is making an incredible leap. And it looks like it's riding a bicycle or something, and they would put a picture of it up and say, you know, like, invisible bicycle, or...
Invisible sandwich.
Invisible sandwich. So that's one of them. Let's see. There's some non-cat-named things, like the Lolrus.
Yes, the Lolrus, and all goggies everywhere.
Yes.
So...
And those Great Danes that aren't so great, actually.
I'm unfamiliar with them, I think.
Oh no. You have never seen the giant Great Danes licking the kittens and Great Danes.
I don't think so.
We'll have to find pictures for you because we need to get you up to speed on your lolcats.
I guess so.
OMFGWTFBBQ. Lols.
Oh, were we missing the Doctor Who finale? Dang.
Oh, well, no.
That would explain why nobody's here.
Yes, that's it.
Well, they'll all show up in about 20 minutes.
Okay, then. We'll wait.
Yes. Go on. Watch your time, Lord. We'll be back.
That's fine. We'll just be
No,
here.
No, it's okay.
Cry.
It's all fine. Yeah. I don't need you. I don't need anybody. I can entertain myself.
Okay. This one came from a... pseudo comic. It was originally on the Something and a Half. Hyperbole and a Half. And it's the originally it was a person talking about how they were going to how they would go through these periods of growth and development and pretending their best to be an adult, and it had them doing these different things, and one of them had them standing there holding a mop above their head triumphantly, and it says clean all the things.
Yes.
And then that became it was actually part of a full comic series of different things about this person's about their experiences failing as an adult, but the blank all the blank with a similarly posed picture became one of the meme type things that, let's see here, yeah. Do we have a meme or know your meme? Yes, we do have a clean all your things reference on meme base. X all the Y, so. Here, we'll put that up on. I will drop that. Do I have the power to put that in the... Haha.
No.
So I have put that in the chat room. And that brings me kind of to Rage Comics, too. So... We have, So, who knows more about Rage Comics?
I do not know what that is.
You guys are letting me down here.
Well, Rage Comics usually get into comics that are created like just as some kind of freaky thing made out of nowhere that doesn't even make sense, but you just scribbled this thing out and made it. It's something that you just for the hell of it. I've got a little idea right now and I'm going to make it. Yeah, pretty much, except this is just totally freeform, blow it out there, post it somewhere, and go, look at this crap. They're very angry most of the time. Hence the name.
Link to Rage Comics. Posted successfully. Aha!
Hooray!
Well, yeah, it's... I think the original Rage Comics started, like, somebody was trying to explain the principle behind... come on, my brain. It's been a long day at work. They were attempting to explain the principle behind backsplash in a toilet, where when you go to the bathroom on the toilet and substances come into contact with the otherwise originally still water, that water shoots up. And it was like a 4-panel comic where they were drawing it in the first like 3 comics. And then the last panel, the guy's got this horrible face and it's full of F's and U's. And that was the original that I'd ever seen. I'm pretty sure that that's the, let's see here. Yeah. The Rage guy. It has now expanded. There's a bunch of them that are... you've probably seen a lot of the faces out there, like the internet troll face, the thing with all the teeth, you've probably seen most of these. You may not necessarily have known what they were when you were looking at them, but that is what the Rage comics are. Oh, we got a list of them here.
Yeah, all the F's and the U's is familiar. Just didn't know what it was called.
Yeah. If you go to the knowyourmeme.com/memes/rage-comics, and you scroll about halfway down, it's got a brief history of Rage Comics, and it's got the different faces that you see in them. Rage guy, troll face, serial guy, okay guy, fuck yeah guy, forever alone guy, why you know guy, me gusta guy. And that's just those are like the most common of them. So there is that. I feel like we're given a class as opposed to having like a
yes.
Crowd. Anyway, let's take a break here. So I'm going to restart the recording for the second half. Allow links. I'm also going to turn on the links so the chat room, all one of them, can see it. Oh, yay!
Sharing
is important. So, we're going to give it 5. We're going to come back clean, crisp, organized. Who am I kidding? I'm going to have some more alcohol and Fess, who does not know he is about to have to produce an extra episode, when he discovers this, is going to go, oh no, they're not going to say that they're going to put some horribly appropriate piece of music up here. So we're going to put some horribly appropriate piece of music up here, and we'll be back in just a couple.
I'm in your song, Macro in your kitties. I has a song.
Me too.
I are in your verse.
Oh really?
Yeah really.
Oh really?
Yeah really.
No way.
Way.
No way.
Way.
I is a kitty and I has good fun. I is entertaining everyone. Didn't used to be an internet icon till my mom got a digital Nikon. Now she stalks me round the house, interrupt when I's chasing a mouse, waiting for me to make a silly pose, sticking that camera up my nose. Goes to computer, she starts playing, makes up something I might be saying, upload the pic for all to see, all her online friends go squee!
Cat macros!
I has a reader.
Oh no, you doesn't.
Oh no, he got my reverb. So I go cuddling with his stuffed bear, getting peanut butter all over my hair. Sprawled in a sunbeam, swatting at flies, trapped in the laundry with big sad eyes, licking at toesies, scratching at fleas. I can have cheeseburger, please. Mom's still doing her photo shoot. Good thing my little furry butt is cute. Sticking my nose in an empty dish, looking for an invisible fish. I has no idea what you just said. So here's me with a pancake on my head.
Cat macros.
My associates has informed me that you has my reverb. Now I is Song Cat singing its bridge from my stage on top of the fridge. I is only 2 years of age, but I got my own MySpace page. Silly pictures people want, but only with impact fonts. I keep this up, but for how long? Oh hi, I transposed your song. So I has lyric all my own, and I has leftover to take home.
I is Emo Kitty, I has angst.
I got your breakfast. Okay, thanks. Invisible walrus step on you. No, I has mighty feline foo. You're full of win. You're full of lose. Last verse, kitty is not amused. I'm in your Thai food, nibbling ginger.
I am stealth kitty, being a ninja.
I'm in your spook house, being a haunt.
I'm in your Limburger.
Do not want.
I miss my reverb. I has a feather. I has snow. I has floor. We got to go. Okay, thanks, bye.
That was Cat Macros by Tom Smith, found at The Funny Music Project at thefump.com.
This program is a part of the Webcast Beacon Network and is hosted on the Rampage Network. Follow us on Twitter at Tropecast. Email us at tropecast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail by calling 1-320-310-0922. The Webcast Beacon Network, covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. Webcomics, comic news, tropes, and web fiction at webcastbeacon.com. Now, back to our show.
We should probably get going here. Though this is good. This is good. We're building that sort of rapport, because like Fess and Mark and Tanya have, except with us, with the three of us. You know, it's we have a thing, like
a thing, yes,
like Mike says yes after so many things.
Yes indeed.
Well, no, that's the guy from Stargate.
That works too. I mean, I have to be more wishy-washy like Mark. Is that how it works? Because I don't do wishy-washy very well.
That was a perfect Mark, though.
Yes.
I'm Adam.
Oh, jeez.
I think that you may have just defaulted to being the girl, Liz, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
But I wanted to be the girl.
Well, you can have that role then, Mike.
Hooray! I can be Mark and a girl.
Now, if you were really committed, you could be Mark, a girl, and Fess, because...
Hi, I'm not a neurotic girl like Mark.
Because Fess could be Mark and Tanya, too, because that's how many projects Fess can take on successfully simultaneously.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, all right, enough...
People say that I'm crazy with mine.
I'm nefarious.
Enough ragging on our fellow Beaconeers.
Our glorious leader and master...
Yes. Yes, let's leave Tanya alone. Oh, if she ever listens to this, she will be proud. All right, so let's talk. We've been referencing Know Your Meme, which is part of the Cheeseburger Network. Now, for most of you, you probably know what the Cheeseburger Network is. But if you don't know what the Cheeseburger Network is, first of all, hi, welcome to the internet.
Oh, hi, welcomes to the internet.
It's these series of tubes that are not like a truck. No, it's Cheeseburger Network started out as the humble Icon Has Cheeseburger, which was lolcats and other funny pictures, and it has exploded into a series of similar related
thematically connected websites, and it's a constantly like rising and falling list, because as a new meme will crop up, they'll have a whole new crop of pictures to go with it, and so a new site will be born within the Cheeseburger Network, and then as it loses popularity, it will be absorbed into one of the other stronger things. It's also powered by WordPress, so webcomic designers using ComicPress should be interested to see one of the other non-webcomic related usages of... I'm just grinding this webcomic thing to the ground tonight, aren't I?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Fess. I'm being a dick. I'm trying to stop.
Of the beacon drinking game.
Every time I bring up webcomics at an inappropriate moment. But anyway, okay, so it's all WordPress-based sites. They got RSS feeds, so if you don't want to go to the websites, you can hook it up to a reader. The basic ones, the Icon Has Cheeseburger and its counterpart, I Has a Hot Dog, are lolcat pictures and...
and goggies.
And doggies.
And goggies.
And goggies.
Let's see, some of the other ones that are in that same sort of thing here. I've always had a thing for Lovely Listing. It's interesting real estate advertisements. Yeah,
Lovely Listing is pretty darn funny.
I got a big kick out of this, especially when I was trying to buy a house a few years ago, because... I recognized it, and Lovely Listing has a mascot, which is a white chair, because apparently one of the things that they've been... Yeah, the chair is in so many people's pictures of their houses that the chair has sort of become a mascot inadvertently of it, and it's sort of like a, you know, oh, look, it's the chair. Let's see. What are some...
I really like Weddingator. It's the one with all the funny Weddinator. Wedding photos.
Yeah. That's good. Let's see.
Your Daily Squee.
Yeah. Daily Squee and Must Have Cute will probably wind up being absorbed into one another. That's the sort of thing. They got one that's called the Daily Squee and another called Must Have Cute, which the two of them... One of them, my guess is, will eventually be absorbed into the other. That's probably just how this sort of thing works. There's a Totally Looks Like, which is this, you know...
This thing looks like that thing.
Yeah, this dog looks like Wilford Brimley. Let's see, what's the thing on the top right now? Okay, that's kind of... dumb. Sometimes the Totally Look Like things are really funny, other times they're just kind of sad. Let's see here. Kate Moss totally looks like a dog. Pauly D totally looks like Kim Jong-il. I can buy that, actually, looking at this picture. I'll post a link for this one in the chat room. Where is the chat room? Haha. Yeah, this is the sort of stuff that we, you can expect to find from the things in the Cheeseburger Network itself. Let's see, we got Daily Squee, Historic Lols, which is captioned portraits of yore, My Food Looks Funny, So Much Pun. The stuff that's in the Cheeseburger Network is kind of lame. I personally like the stuff that's in the second class, which is the Fail Blog. Fail Blog is... These are things that have gone wrong. Fail Blog itself is just documenting the epic failures of our fellow human beings, their hopes and dreams.
Many epic failures.
Oh, yes. It's got a couple of counterparts. Failbook, which is humorous outtakes of people's badly planned Facebook messages. I forgot to filter out my parents when I put up graphic detail about something that I did. I fell for some sort of trick that somebody else did. Let's see, what do we got here?
Is there a fixed it part of Failblog or part of Cheeseburger Network?
Failblog.
Okay, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, there I fixed it, which is interesting ways to repair things, which are less repair-y than...
Less repair and more, you're going to end up in the emergency room.
Hey, but it sort of still works.
Sort of.
And that goes hand in hand with that will buff out, which is interesting car-related pictures. Not always accidents so much, but interesting decisions that car owners have made sometimes, or interesting places that cars have wound up. Let's see, they got English funny, which is pictures and video of English stuff.
Very, very badly translated, usually from Japanese.
Yeah. Poorly dressed, which is that's the like people of Walmart before people of Walmart existed. Ugliest tattoos. Party fail after 12. And then we get down into meme base, which is where things like Know Your Meme live. This is where a lot of the cool stuff goes. Meme base is, of course, like the central thing that's got all of the stuff. Graph Jam is nothing but humorous graphs that people have made. let's see. Comixt is... if you've ever seen somebody post one of those things where they have, like, sequential frames from a movie and they've got, like, humorous captions on them, that's a Comixt thing. Pokememes, which is all Pokemon memes. This is Photobomb, which is... where people have inserted themselves skillfully into other people's pictures, usually making faces. You know, like you get a nice wedding party that's all standing together, and then you get a guy that's standing on a bench behind them, like sticking his tongue out or like pretending to be sucking making a dick or something like that.
Or...
Yeah, that's Photobomb. Very demotivational is a... if you have ever seen a motivational poster, it's one of those where it's got, you know, like everybody is skydiving and they're all joining hands and it's got some feel good thing, you know, like teamwork. If we all do it together, we can all win or something like that. Well, demotivational posters are the counterpoint to that. And they're usually done up to look just like a motivational poster, though a lot of times people will kind of slapdash them together, but it's pictures juxtaposed with wry messages about failure and not getting along and other things. So that's that.
I've seen a lot of really bad ones.
My Little Brony is now on there. That's a new one that they've added to kind of absorb some of the pony stuff that has been rolling out of the internet. And then one of my personal favorites, which is The Art of Trolling, which is pictures, stories, video of various different troll attacks that people have done. Lots of times that people have posted done humorous things on Facebook to the, like, Mormon help chat room, to different people who were on Omegle or the different, like, chat roulette sort of things like that. Art of Trolling is one of my personal favorites because even though I do not actively engage in my troll-esque behavior anymore because I'm trying to be a nice and civilized member of the internet society, I can still vicariously live through the awesomeness that some other people dish out from time to time and do. So, And you can find this all on cheeseburger.com, and that's spelled CHEEZEBURGER. So there be another giant heapin' helpin' of memes that you can feast yourself on. Now, I will warn you, and it's the same warning that I give people whenever we link them to TV tropes, this will eat your soul. This will suck your time and your... It will suck the will from your body. You'll just...
Speaking of memes, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but I was at Intervention Con this past weekend, and there was a belly dance show that was actually like pretty much all internet meme music, and we actually got rickrolled by the belly dancers. It was hilarious.
That's awesome. Well, you know, and that's a good example of one of the things, rickrolling. You know how hopefully everyone on the internet, for the love of God, knows what a rickroll is by now. And if you don't, we will be posting a helpful link which will explain all of it to you in the notes for this episode.
Yes, yes, we will. It's very helpful. You should click on it.
But that's one of those that that's one of those that's out there. One of the earliest memes that I was ever really aware of, which still has a big place in my heart, is the "All Your Base Are Belong to Us" thing. And that's
love all your base.
That's the combination of so many different things. Do you want to tell the story of "All Your Base" while I catch my breath? Do you know the story of it?
Well, it was a badly translated Japanese video game, wasn't it? I don't remember the title of it.
Zero Wing.
There we go. And just it's like the intro to the game, and the evil guy comes on, and he's like, "All your base are belong to us." And it's just really bad dialogue.
Someone set us up the bomb.
And it happened to catch on to a group of people who... started, like, it was one of the first things where Photoshop was really heavily used, and they would either deliberately recreate the phrase "all your base are belong to us," or they were using Photoshop to add it to, you know, like McDonald's
signs
or church signs, or though a number of those were actually real. I remember somebody actually did that in town too.
Awesome.
Yeah, but they were adding it to, or they were changing like logos of things so that it was, you know, like instead of it being the Domino's pizza logo, it would be like "all your base pizza." It was they were doing all of these things with Photoshop, a webcomic tool that a lot of webcomickers use.
Everybody take a drink.
Well, I certainly will.
Adam's like, "I'm drinking as much as possible right now."
It's been a long day. And they started posting these all on this one forum, and this was before the days of image forums and back like in the 28K, 56K dial-up modem era.
So the Stone Ages.
I think my computer at the time had like a 1 gig hard drive. And that was, like, I had a 256 internal hard drive and then a, like, 700 megabyte, like slotted into it to give it a total of 1 gig total storage, you know?
Yes.
So that's how long ago we're talking about for this. But it was, there was a band... Laziest Men on Mars, which is a MST3K reference, where it's a Santa Claus Conquers the Martians reference, but more commonly known for MST3K, and they did a techno remix of there was a group that did a computer synth voice thing that was like, "In 2101, war was beginning." It sounded like if they had had the technology in the Sega Genesis era to make the characters speak in a video game, it sounded about like the speech would have been. It was really, you know, I mean, it was like very early text-to-speech sort of things. But they took the lines from the opening and they remixed it to this trippy techno beat that was very catchy. And then, of course, someone took all of these different clips that people had made featuring the phrase "all your bass" and they set it to the music. And I think it was one of the first like Flash files that a lot of people ever dared try play. And it exploded. It was huge. It was there were people wearing t-shirts for it, and it was funny internet jargon for like 3 whole days before people got tired of it. And now it's like internet nostalgia. That's, you know, it's like if there was an internet oldies station, the All Your Bass song is what would be playing on it. That and Hamster
Dance. Along with
dance.
The Hamster Dance.
Okay, that's sad right there.
Yes.
And just then it, the commercial breaks.
Strangely enough, I just went to hamsterdance.com the other day because our other friend Dave had reminded me of Zumbo.com.
Yeah, I was going to say the commercials would all be the guy, the voice of the guy from Zumbo.com.
Welcome.
Yeah,
to
we
Zumbo.
Were just talking about Zumbo.com.
Anything
the other night
is
too.
Possible with Zumbo.
In Zumbo.com.
I will freaking
you
love
can do
that
anything
site.
At Zumbo.com.
Yes.
Welcome
to Zumbo.
And that's ZOMBO.com for anybody who has not actually partaken. Can you actually hear this?
Welcome yeah. to ZOMBO.com. This is ZOMBO. Welcome. This is ZOMBO.com.
Otherwise, it won't make any
welcome
sense.
Welcome to yeah, ZOMBO.com. You can do anything at ZOMBO.com, anything at all. The only limit is yourself. Welcome to ZOMBO.com. Welcome.
Enough of that. So, that's, yeah, so that's one of those, let's see, what are some of the other, okay, a new one that has been really big is the Nyan Cat. Pop-Tart Cat.
Oh, the Nyan Cat, yeah.
Yeah, that's if you want to see a meme that has just been born. It's probably only in the last couple of months. When was the... Let me see. I'm pulling it up on Know Your Meme right now. We'll throw the link up in the chat room for the one person who's there, if there's still
yeah, it's
there.
Only been like a month or two.
There may Nyan or may Cat not have been a meme born at Intervention. I'm waiting to see.
Yeah, Nyan Cat is a 8-bit animated cat that has a body for a Pop-Tart and...
Has a body for a Pop-Tart?
Its body is a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
And it shoots rainbows out of its butt, yes. And it flies through space.
And it looks like that started back in April. So it's... fairly
4 months.
Yeah, it's only had a few months to get out there, so it's not completely dead yet.
I'm not dead yet.
This is kind of neat here. It says on June 16th, 2011, YouTube enabled a custom Flash player for the original Nyan Cat video that showed an animated mini Nyan Cat flying across the progress bar with a rainbow trail. A screenshot nice. Was posted on Reddit the same day. On July 5th, YouTube made a global update and the Nyan Cat went away. So it still was up there for like a... There's plenty of other...
I saw one recently with Rainbow Dash, of course.
Yeah, well, that's the obvious one.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's see. What other ones? Anybody got anything else that they that they themselves feel particularly strong. Let me see what Know Your Meme has any, if they've got anything.
Well, I know DeviantArt 1 year changed everybody's icons to Mudkips.
Oh, the Mudkip thing. Yes.
Yeah, the Mudkip thing.
I heard you liked Mudkips.
I don't even know where that came from.
Well, Mudkip is Pokemon.
Yeah, well, I know where that where the Pokemon came from. My husband is probably playing Pokemon right now.
Oh, what's he playing?
I don't even know.
Is he got
something on the DS?
The newest one? Is he playing Black or White?
I don't know. And of course, he's in the other room. I can't exactly ask him.
Okay, let's see. I saw one on here that was, I've seen this one popping up a lot, which is the Draw Me Like One of Your French Girls, which is, they find somebody that's in the pose, like from
Titanic.
Yeah. And then they'll, like, the lying back with their hand behind their heads, and then they slap that macro on it. And of course, it's rarely ever an attractive woman. It's if you pull up the Know Your Meme thing right now, the current picture of it on there is a polar bear. So
appropriate considering the ending movie.
Yeah. So that's Oh, and if you got the notable examples, there's a Dalek on its side. There's a cat. There's a sculpture. I believe that's a walrus. So, yeah, it's you can pick up some of the implications with some of the things. Okay, let's see. Video memes. How about the dramatic groundhog?
Oh yeah.
Dun dun dun. That was a Japanese video crew was just like filming a kids show in the morning, and they had a bunch of animals, and it just so happened that like the second the cameraman was zooming in, this prairie dog spins around and stares at the camera intently, just as it's getting the zoom in on, and then of course somebody got their hands on it and edited it so as the camera zooms in it goes dun dun dun, and that would be the one, yes. And then the internet's exploded and lulled forever. So yeah, that's just a random assortment of some of the stuff that is out there on the internet. We're going to try and do some more not just tropes shows in the future. So if you guys have suggestions, thoughts, comments, I implore you, please, leave us a comment, send us a tweet, find any of us on the internet. It's not like I'm hiding or anything. Tell us what you think that we should cover in the future. I know that we're going to try and get Alex, the original co-host, back at least once because she wanted to do like soap opera and story tropes, which I'm totally down for because...
Interesting.
I'm guilty of watching soap operas. I have watched...
I'm pregnant and you're the father.
Now, I slept on the couch when we went to AnimeCon.
I know, that just makes it weird.
Now, if Jenny's the father, then I am so glad I slept on the couch when we went to AnimeCon. But yeah, that's... We're always looking for more material, more suggestions. If you've got something that you think we should cover, if we've got something horribly, horribly wrong, and you feel the need, because it's the internet, to yell at us and to correct it, you know...
Somebody's wrong on the internet.
Yeah, can't sleep. Somebody's wrong on the internet. That is more than okay. That is your right. That is how this works. So look us up, find us, correct us. And, yeah. So, I think, are we out of stuff? Did we, this one's, I know Liz needed to go to bed. So, have we run through everything? Are we?
I think so.
Pretty much. We're kind of down. We're good. We sound good. We look good.
Sound good. We good. Go.
So, yeah, that's
I'm
going to be
confused.
What are you confused about?
Just in general. Just confused. I don't know what's happening anymore.
What's happening is I'm trying to end the show.
You mad, bro?
Just a scotch. Just a scotch. Now, a couple of quick program notes. We are going to try and keep doing the Tropecasts on Saturday nights, and we're also going to try and step up the production a little bit more. Instead of being once a month like we were, we're going to maybe, and I know this is crazy, try for twice a month. I know. Ooh. That, yeah, it's going to, we're going to explode
checking
the internet
in for your regular dose of tropomeme.
So, we
you
haven't,
trust me, I'm a doctor.
We have not figured out the exact when's and where's of this yet, but if you go to webcastbeacon.com, we are under the Tropecast icon. You got to just click on the thing for the Tropecast on the side, and it will give you all of the shows, let you subscribe to the podcast, give you more information about our parent podcast, the Webcast Beacon, and its subsidiary podcasts like the Webcomic Beacon, Web Fiction World, the Newscast, which is a webcomic newscast, and some various friends that we've got for the webcomic or Webcast Beacon, like The Fump and what's this all hosted on? Rampage Network? Ha! Mm-hmm. I even got the hosting in. Hosted on Rampage Network. Oh yeah.
Wahoo!
We're getting this together in the last 5 minutes. So tune in, check us out. We're on Twitter. We're on other things besides Twitter, I think. Do we have a Facebook page? If we don't, we should have a Facebook page.
I don't think we have an actual Tropecast setup stuff, no.
Ah, well. All right, so this has been number 13 of the Tropecast, a fitting number if ever I've heard one, wherein we covered some, like maybe 5% of the memes. We tried to hit some of the big ones, but some of the memes that are out there on the internet and places that you can tune yourself into the memes if you want to, like, really just stick your finger up the butt of the internet and feel its pulse.
It's the meme primer.
Yeah. That's what this is. This is the meme primer, because they did the rules of the internet a couple of weeks ago on the Prime thing. So if they're going to do all the rules and stuff like that, we're going to do memes. We're going to talk about. So, yeah, anyway, this has been the Tropecast. I am Adam Smithy of webcomichell.com.
This is Mike of onyxsparrow.com.
And Liz of AdrastusComic.com.